database exposes hospitals that provide gender-affirming care. Written and recorded by David E. Smith. A newly created database called the Stop the Harm Database shows that 225 hospitals around the United States offer so-called gender-affirming care to minor children. Sadly, three of these hospitals listed in the database are in Chicago, and another two are in St. Louis. Gender-affirming care is the term typically used by transgender radicals to describe treatments that either prevent the normal development of sexual characteristics or make a quote-unquote transgender person's body look more like the body of the opposite sex. Gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, opposite-sex hormones, and so-called sex reassignment surgery. According to the Daily Signal, almost 14,000 American children received some form of gender-affirming care between 2019 and 2023. Nearly 6,000 of those children received sex reassignment surgery. These treatments and procedures have reportedly cost American families more than $119 million. The Stop the Harm database was created by a watchdog organization called Do No Harm. The organization has indicated that the database likely undercounts the actual number of minor patients subjected to gender-affirming care. In the land of Lincoln, a total of 418 minors received gender-affirming care between 2019 and 2023. Of that number, 211 received sex reassignment surgery. The Illinois medical providers with the largest number of minor patients, or should we call them victims, receiving gender-affirming care, including Lurie's Children's Hospital of Chicago with 145 victims, University of Chicago Comer Children's Hospital with 8 victims, and Shriners Children's Chicago Hospital with 1 victim. In the Metro East St. Louis area, gender-affirming care is being committed at the St. Louis Children's Hospital with 49 victims and at Mercy Kids Children's Hospital in St. Louis with 8 victims. It is outrageous for any medical provider to furnish gender-affirming care to minors. These treatments can have lifelong consequences, and children and teens are not mature enough to fully understand those consequences. In recent years, people known as detransitioners have expressed regret about the gender-affirming care they received. Furthermore, gender-affirming care fails to address and resolve the underlying mental health issue that causes general dysphoria in the first place. Consider the case of Chloe Cole, a self-described former trans kid who detransitioned after undergoing years of puberty blockers and an irreversible double mastectomy at the age of 15. Now, a few years older and wiser, she's traveling across the country to share her story and to encourage the rest of us to speak out against these procedures on children. Chloe calls it child abuse and medical experimentation. America's children are being systematically indoctrinated with perverse gender ideology by teachers, mental health counselors, and on social media platforms. In 2022, President Biden's Assistant Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine, called for the government to empower kids to go on puberty blockers and obtain sex reassignment surgery. Rapid onset gender dysphoria, ROGD, an alarming trend which primarily affects teenage girls, attributes the sudden or rapid onset of gender dysphoria in adolescents and young adults to peer pressure and the growing amplification of social media. Children suffering from gender dysphoria need help, not affirmation, in the way of gender-affirming care. The Bible teaches that we can do all things through Christ, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. See Philippians 4:13, Romans 8:9, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Young people who are struggling with gender identity need our compassionate response to help them overcome the temptations and the depraved thinking of our godless culture. They need mature Christians to pray with them, for them, and to point them to the truth that God created them unique and loves them to the point of willingly dying for them. And he calls us to be content regardless of our circumstances and to rejoice in the day that the Lord has made. See Philippians 4:11 and Psalm 118:24.